This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The combat between Israeli forces and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, has displaced thousands of residents in southern Gaza. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Gaza's health ministry says Israeli fire struck a crowd of people waiting for humanitarian aid at a roundabout in Gaza City on Thursday, killing at least 20 and wounding 150. The Israeli military says it was looking into the report. The toll from a strike the day before on a crowded shelter in Gaza rose to 12, with over 75 wounded. This woman, who gave birth days ago and can't locate her relatives, says she was present. A senior United Nations refugee official does not blame Israel, but says Israel is the only party to the conflict that has tanks. Thousands of people have rushed further south in recent days to escape the violence. I'm Norman Hall.
Jan Hoffman of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development said the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
According to Jan Hoffman, head of the Trade Facilitation Section of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, the crisis on the Red Sea weekly tanker ship transits are down 80%. Transit of ships carrying grain are down 6%, and gas carriers have stopped transit altogether.
Now, the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. The surge in the average container spot rate from Shanghai went up by plus $500, and that was the highest ever weekly increase.
Hoffman says ships have to travel through other routes, which increases the transit days and total transit costs, while also increasing greenhouse emissions. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website 24 hours a day, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 30 people have been killed and several others injured in Nigeria's Central Plateau State in a series of attacks around Mangu Town. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Survivors reported that gunmen indiscriminately shot at people, including women and children, and set fire to houses and property. The latest violence on Tuesday and Wednesday came after a Christmas Day attack in the area, which left at least 140 people dead. A dusk-to-dawn curfew was imposed on January 23rd. The MDA said in a statement that it blamed the attack on herders and questioned why troops deployed by the federal government to the area didn't intervene. A Nigerian defense spokesperson said the military remains neutral following allegations of partisanship in the conflict, adding that troops responded professionally. The latest attacks come amid a surge of violence in the plateau, which has seen repeated clashes between nomadic herders and local farming communities.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. The United States is expressing concerns over Sri Lanka's controversial online regulation bill a day after it was passed in Parliament over protests by the media, opposition, and rights activists. The online safety bill would allow the government to set up a commission with a wide range of powers, including ordering people and internet service providers to remove online posts deemed, quote, prohibited statements. It can also legally pursue people who publish such posts. On Thursday, U.S. Ambassador Julie Chung said the U.S. has concerns about the potential impact of this bill and urged, quote, Sri Lanka to prioritize transparency and ensure any legislation does not stifle the voices of its people. A bipartisan Senate deal to pair border enforcement measures and Ukraine aid faces potential collapse, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Work has been going on for months. The U.S. has run out of money to help Ukraine. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says the talks have slowed down because of Donald Trump's likely opposition.
The fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the stakes are high.
We know that if Putin prevails in Ukraine, the consequences for Western democracy and for the American people will be severe and haunt us for years.
A senator who was at a Republican luncheon says Minority Leader Mitch McConnell still personally supports pairing the border and Ukraine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Microsoft is laying off about 1,900 employees in its gaming division, according to an internal company memo, just over 3 months since the tech giant completed its $69 billion purchase of video game maker Activision Blizzard. The job cuts represent an 8% reduction of Microsoft's 22,000-person gaming workforce, the memo obtained by the Associated Press Thursday notes. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.